views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. If you are new to my show, we want to welcome you to our listening family. And we are having a wonderful variety of different types of guests that are going to be coming up in the next few months. So I've been very busy aligning those and scheduling those. And then we have a lot of exciting things coming your way. Now, today, I'm really excited about this. I want to share with you, if you are looking to grow into your authentic inner spiritual path, what is your path? Or maybe you want to make this a career for yourself, like I've done. This is a wonderful holistic theology institute that I want to share with you. And we have the academics director, which is also a radio host herself, and has some books out there, and I have one of them with me. So we're going to just pick her brain today. Her name is Andrea Matthews. She's a wonderful lady that has quite a bit of work. But the show we want to focus on here is, you know, we haven't typically been taught how to live an authentic spirituality. And we've been taught to follow trends or patterns or what the group thinks we should be thinking. And that's what I like. And I've actually taken courses, and I still am. I probably will for my lifetime. I will always be a student as much as I am a spiritual teacher. You never stop learning. You never stop. And I like this place. It's called the American Institute of Holistic Theology. And I love that they help you discover what you have for your authentic path. And that's what we want to share with you today. So let me tell you just a bit about my guest. Now, her name is Andrea Matthews, and she is a psychotherapist with a thriving private practice. And she offers transpersonal therapy to her clients. And she's been doing this for over 30 years. My goodness, she's been out there. She's been a supervisor, manager of therapists in substance abuse and mental health fields. She's the author of 3 books, Restoring My Soul, a workbook for finding and living the authentic self. Another book is The Law of Attraction, the soul's answer to why it isn't working and how it can, and Inhabiting Heaven Now, the answer to every moral dilemma ever posed. Okay, whoa, that's the one that I have in front of me. So we're gonna ask her a little bit about that one, because every moral dilemma, there's a book out there she wrote on this. So that's going to be an interesting question as well. She's written articles, national, international magazines, poems. And you know what she does for fun? Art and music. I love it. I saw that. She does art and music for fun, which, you know, we've talked a little bit, so she knows I'm into the arts as well. Now, she is also the academics director of the American Institute of Holistic Theology. So we want to ask her to share with us about that today. She hosts her own show, Authentic Living Show, on Voice America. She's been doing that for about 5 years, I believe. She can correct me if I'm wrong there. But she has just nonstop going, going, going. So I want to welcome Andrea Matthews to the show. Welcome, Andrea, to the Jen Royster Show.
Oh, thank you, Jen, for having me. It's my pleasure entirely. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, yeah, so I don't know where you have time to do anything else. You have quite the schedule. You sound like me over here. I have so many different facets, but I love every one of the things that I do, and I get that from you, too.
Yes, absolutely. I just feel really passionate about AIHT, the American Institute of Holistic Theology, and, of course, mm-hmm. about my practice and about my writing, and I love to do art and music as well. So, yeah, there's you know what I find is the more room you make, the more room there is. So eliminate time from your mind and just go with whatever your next passion is, then mm-hmm. you have plenty of room to do all the things you want
to
do.
And that's absolutely a beautiful thing, because that's really a spiritual approach to it, because there is no time and space in higher dimensions, really.
Exactly.
I mean, we have that here, and we a lot of times limit ourselves by claiming, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough time.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
So can you tell us a little bit about AIHT? I'm going to abbreviate that, because that's how you can find them all over the social medias and things like that.
Yes, you know, AIHT is a, yeah.
Yeah, so can you tell us a little bit about the Institute?
Yeah, they've been around for 23 years now, and we're offering five different holistic programs that are degree programs, and of course you can also take single courses at AIHT. You can go through the website, which is at www.aiht.edu, and you can go through the website and find different courses that you'd like to take and just take a course. That will tell you something about what you'll be doing if you also get a degree. So you could take a single course just to test it out, or you could just take a series of single courses just because you're mm-hmm. interested in that. Mm-hmm. Or you can get a degree, and the degrees are in holistic theology, holistic ministries, holistic health, metaphysics, and parapsychology. So that's an interesting mix and blend of things. What we're trying to do is sort of reach out to the world in a interfaith, interspiritual capacity, to bring people in who are interested in defining their own spiritual path, not only defining their own spiritual path, but living their own spiritual path, and not only that, but offering their own unique gift to the world through credentialing. So they can get a ministerial bachelor's degree, and what that means is that we do not offer a general education program at AIHT, which means the degree will not be the same as a bachelor's you get at a university, you know, state university, but it is the same as a degree that you can use for your launching of your life, so that you can go immediately to the coursework that you like to do without having to take math, science, and English first.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get the ministerial bachelor's degree in any of those programs. You can get a master's degree in any of those programs. And there's three different doctoral degrees. In holistic theology, you can get a doctor of theology. That's the only place you can get the doctor of theology. But then you can also get a doctor of ministry or a PhD, which is a doctor of philosophy, in any of the courses, any of the programs. So you could become Dr. Andrea Matthews in holistic theology, or Dr. Andrea Matthews in holistic health. You see what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
And each one of the programs offers very, a very well rounded out approach. So that in, like for example, in the holistic theology program, you can take Judaism 1 at the ministerial bachelor's level, Judaism 2 at the master's, and Judaism 3. At the doctoral level, and each one offers a different view of that perspective. So the first one would be introductory. The second one is going to be more information about it, and the third one might be the mystical component of that specific religion. We also have courses in mysticism, mystical theology as well. We also have in holistic health, for example, there's courses in herbology, courses in nutrition, all kinds of courses throughout about
wow.
your health, in the metaphysical program, there's a study of being and a study of duality or non-duality. Excuse me, a study of oneness. In the parapsychology courses, there's psychic skills 1, 2, and 3. There's courses on the runes and the tarot and various methods of getting to your own guidance.
Yes.
So you see, it's a very well-rounded program that really does allow people to create their own spiritual path instead of saying, okay, well, this is my religion, this is the way I go, this is how we do health here in this country, this is how we do our thinking with regard to what's normal and what's not normal, what's normal and what's paranormal, all of that.
Right. Yeah. Well, let's hang on to that thought, because we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on, because there's just so much that AIHT offers. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Andrea Matthews. We'll be right back after the break.
The crowd and plays so loud, baby, it's the guitar man.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in with us. And my guest today is Andrea Matthews, the Academics Director at the American Institute of Holistic Theology. We are abbreviating AIHT, so you'll know what we're talking about when we refer to that. Now, we were talking about, you were explaining, Andrea, before we went to break, how the programs, you know, what you offer. And when I started years back with the school, I wasn't doing what I'm doing today. I was doing my NMT work, which was with pain management, natural therapeutic, you know, work like that, which is neuromuscular therapy is what that means. And it was suggested, you know, like, well, maybe healthology program would help you. But my intuition was really activating at that time, and it was really kicking in. And I started with it, and I was doing it, and I was loving it. But I knew that I was in a temporary stepping stone with that career. I knew I was supposed to move into what I do now. And they were absolutely wonderful about letting me move over to the metaphysical program. So, Andrea, I wanted you to share, so people that are listening, even if they're in the courses, you sometimes can tweak this as you go through your education, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, what you just said there is how a person's career evolves, and that's mm-hmm. the same kind of way that AIHT has evolved over the years. We've started out with various programs that we've now switched out of, like, for example, the one you started talking about, the Heal Theology program, doesn't exist anymore, but mm-hmm. we do have the Holistic Health program, which is, we think it's a lot better, and it's and so yes, if you start off into a program and you feel like you would like to switch, there yes, you can switch over the program to another program if you'd like. Or one of the ways to make sure that you kind of feel like you want to dip your toe into it is just to take a single course or two in various things. Like you might want to take a metaphysics course, or you might want to take a holistic health course, and just see how that fits for you, mm-hmm. and sort of be experimenting in your mind with how does this feel, how does this meet my needs, that kind of stuff in terms of my career, and then decide that you might want to get into a degree program. So there's lots of ways to go about doing that. So, yeah, there's definitely a way we want you to evolve. We want you to grow. We want to facilitate that growth for you so that you can get clarity about where you're going.
Absolutely. I mean, I wanted to bring that up and share my personal experience because, guys, I am going to probably be a student of this place forever, you know, because I just love it. And I'm fitting it into everything else I'm doing, but I absolutely love them. I mean, it's just one of my things. I'm one of those lifetime students, but I wanted to share that, you know, I was starting in one area and it was a stepping stone for me, and I've done a lot of different things, but like Andrea, what you were saying, I love that this is acknowledged, because it's not like you make a mistake when you choose something and then you want to change it.
Yeah.
I've never felt that that's the way to look at life, because everything that we learn or we may outgrow and we're ready to move to the next thing is just going to be part of what we collect in our knowledge and our wisdom as we evolve and grow into what we're going to do next. It's never just staying. And I wanted to emphasize that and share that with people that are on the path, because I know that I'm working and helping them, but that's one of the things I love. Now, Andrea, can you tell us, and here's the other beautiful part about it, guys, because they're down in Birmingham, Alabama, by the way, and you know where I am. I'm in Virginia. But they have a home study design. So can you share how that works? So you can be anywhere for this.
Absolutely. You can be anywhere, and you can do it at any time. And it's not like you have to meet online with a class. We chose that method specifically because we know we're working with people who are young parents, who have careers, who you know, really want to facilitate their dream, but they if they went to a regular college, they wouldn't be able to do it, A, because regular colleges don't offer this kind of coursework. And by regular, I don't mean we're not regular. We are. But we have a unique program. So, we know that we're working with people who need to pace it their own way. Mm-hmm. And they want to be able to design their own program so that they can facilitate their own dream and not our dream for them. And so, we live in this culture where it's, you know, by 17, you're supposed to know what you want to do for the rest of your life. And if you don't, well, there's something wrong with you. And, you know, I've worked with students in my practice where they come in and they just feel like they've failed because they haven't figured out what they want to do.
Yeah.
And they're only like 19 years old. And I'm like, really, you got a lifetime to work on this.
Absolutely.
There's been some studies done about how many times people literally change careers, not jobs, but careers in a lifetime. And the average is 4. People
well,
change
see,
their-
and I think that that needs to be acknowledged. So I'm really glad we have that. Now, we have a caller that would like to come on.
Okay.
So you ready for a caller?
Sure.
Brian, let's bring Michelle on from South Africa. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for Andrea? Hello? Oh, I think we're going to put that on pause. I'm not sure what we may be having a connection problem. Andrea, you were talking about how the homeschool program works. I mean, it does reach out into other countries as well, doesn't it?
Yes, that was a good segue. Yes, I'm sorry we didn't get to talk to Michelle, but yes, we are an international institution so that people can work with us. We have students from Australia, people from South Africa. We have students from Europe, England, France. We have students from all over the world. And that's one of the reasons this works is because you get to pace it yourself, your way. If you want to do the courses at 2:00 in the morning, because that's when you're awake, you can do it then. And so they're designed so that you get the books, we send you the course by email, and then you get the book, we send you the books. The books are part of your tuition. You don't have to pay for them separately. Some students would like to do it on Kindle, and we're moving in that direction, and so we're hoping eventually we'll be able to do all of our courses by Kindle or Nook or some kind of electronic device. But for right now, some of our students are doing that and others don't want to do that. So we're sending out the books and then you just take the course at your own pace. And your advisor is there to help you. If you have questions, you can call us and ask questions. If you have difficulty with a particular thing, you can call and we'll be encouraging and helpful. And then you send your course in, we grade it, we send you back your grade, and you move on to the next course.
Yeah, so, and there's even a forum for all the students over there. I'm not in there a lot because I'm so busy, but I know it's over there, and I have been in there a few times.
Yes.
But it is wonderful, you know, so you have other people that may be taking the same course as you. And, you know, one of my favorite things, when I started back with that original one, I had to mail everything in.
Uh-huh.
And by postal mail, and now I can electronically send my homework in.
That's right.
And I'm like, yay, finally.
I was
thrilled with the electronic stuff because, you know, living everywhere, it just made more sense. Now, we have a website. It's aiht.edu, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Aiht.edu.
That's it. Okay. And what's the... What is a certificate program? And we're going to go quick before we go to break here.
Yeah, I can say that real quickly. It's a single course program. When you take a single course without trying to go for a degree, then you get a certificate for that course.
Okay, so that's what the difference is between taking a whole program that has a series of study in it.
Yeah, you get a degree at the end of those.
Right, okay. No, that's looking good. Now, when we come back from the break, we want to talk a little bit about, I mean, you have a few books out there. I mean, you have really put your life into this for a while. And how long have you been the academics director over there?
It's been about 2.5 years, something like that.
And my question that I wanted to answer quickly before we went to break was why or what inspired you to take that position?
Well, I worked with AIHT for several years before that on a contractual basis, writing courses for them. And when I first heard about AIHT, I fell in love with them because they just offer so much of what the world needs in terms of helping people facilitate their goals to serve mankind, womankind, all of us, in as a healer, as a teacher, as a writer. As someone who can open up your own holistic practice, this is the school that can help you do that. And I just fell in love with that. And so when that position came open, the president called me and said, would you like to do this? And I said, shoot, yeah.
That's a perfect answer. And I mean, that's really why I'm proud of being part of this alumni as well, because it's just a great place to just pick and choose and really develop and grow and learn. And there's so much support. There really is. Mm-hmm. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to power. I'm going to ask her a little bit about this inhabiting heaven now, the answer to every moral dilemma. I have got to ask her about that. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Andrea Matthews. We'll be right back after the break.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the queen of hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, we are having a great conversation about the American Institute of Holistic Theology with my guest today, the academics director of the school, Andrea Matthews. And before, when we were at break, the caller that we lost earlier did call back in. So we're going to try and bring Michelle from South Africa back on. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Brian, I'm not getting anything on this end. We're going to keep going. I'm sorry,
go
Michelle.
Ahead,
we're
when she
having
back,
some
we'll
problems
patch right
there.
Through again.
I'm sorry?
You guys go ahead with the show.
Okay.
And we'll, when
yeah,
she
we're
going to
go
we'll
ahead. Yeah. Sorry, Michelle. We weren't able to take your call. Write me or email me your question. We'll see if we can get it answered. Andrea, let's go back to in your book that you sent me a copy of, which is really interesting, Inhabiting Heaven Now, The Answer to Every Moral Dilemma Ever Posed. what in the world possessed you to write that? I mean, I'm like, okay, well, let's just throw it out there on the table. I'm interested. So what can you tell us about that book?
Yeah, so this whole thing about morality is one of the things that we developed eons ago to sort of cope with life because we were afraid. And we decided that we needed to have some moral codes to sort of stick on ourselves to make us behave right. And because we were afraid of our own behavior and we were afraid of other people's behavior. And so we stuck these things on us and we said, that'll stick. And obviously, we've been working for that a long, 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 long time, and it's not doing anything. We've become more technical, and we've become more organized, but we haven't really, our morals haven't really changed. You know, there's still just as many murderers and just as many, perhaps even more. Who knows? I mean, there are people out there who tell us we're getting worse and worse. I don't know whether we just know more about it or we're getting worse, but whatever.
I mean, it's kind of a negative approach to keep you thinking that way. I mean, just looking through the different chapters, I mean, feel guilty. It's good for you. Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. But that's how we think. I mean, we've been raised to think that way. If you have a guilty conscience, well, that means you've done something wrong and therefore you should be better. And what we do is we begin to identify with that. So we think we, not only have we done something bad or good, but we are bad or good in the moment we've done that thing. So we try to become better people, right? How many times do we hear that every day? We become better people. Well, I've got to work hard to become a better person. What does that mean? What were you were yesterday? You know,
it's almost just trying to be the perfect everything, and we're not accepting all facets of ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, one of the ones she has in here is don't be selfish. I mean, power is bad. Whoa.
Yeah, be selfish is one of the worst. And I think that word selfish is, I call it the S word because it's one of those words that we can use to manipulate other people. If I want you to do something and you're not saying you want to do it, well, then I can just make you feel like you're selfish if you don't, and then you'll probably do it.
And then you feel guilty. And then you feel guilty if you're trying to be, self-empowering.
Yeah, not only are you guilty for not doing what I want you to do, but your whole identity has changed. Now you're a selfish person.
Yeah.
So this whole thing about morality is very convoluted and very, it's not working. It's just not working. So then we have to say, well, oh my gosh, if you're going to take morals away, who would we be? Well, according to the root language in our sacred scriptures, not just in the Old Testament the Old and New Testament of the Christian Bible and the Jewish Tanakh, but also in the Eastern text, the Bhagavad Gita, the Buddhist and Sufi sutras, we see the same exact thing. But what's happened with the Christian texts and some of the Jewish texts is that we've translated it according to what I call the duality trans-state, which is a state in which we believe we're separate from the divine. So that belief means that I'm going to look at this word and I'm going to make it mean something that perhaps it wouldn't mean if I wasn't looking at it that way. So the word knowledge, like we look at the word knowledge in the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which we think was the tree that was planted there to tempt us to sin, right? Why would a good God plant a tree that was going to tempt us to sin and then accuse us of sinning? That makes no sense. So So you look at the root language, the word for knowledge is doth, Hebrew word, and that just basically means knowledge. But if you look at the root word, it's yada, which means revealing oneself to oneself. You reveal who you actually are to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the answer to every moral dilemma. We are divine self. We are divine beings who've forgotten who we are. We don't need morals. We need to recognize who we actually are. And you know, Thich Nhat Hanh says it so beautifully, and I wish I could quote him, but he says, that there are people on the earth who people call saints and they think that they're highly moral people, but actually they're people who are living out of their passion and compassion and they don't know anything about morals. And that's what I'm talking about. It's not about your morals. It's about who you actually are. And what's happened over time is that we've put on a mask and costume and because we thought we had to survive. And that mask and costume fits us into the social milieu, it fits us into our families of origin, but it doesn't tell us who we actually are. And so we have to do a little work to find out who we actually are. Mm-hmm. And who we actually are is divine self.
We are. Absolutely. I use that every day in an I am, you know, mm-hmm. I am mm-hmm. the,
yes.
you know, and that is claiming that side that you're talking about and just accepting that we are that just, and not feeling like it's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the big one, you know, like, oh, that's blasphemous or something. And it's like, well, no, I understand exactly what you're saying. Now it looks like the caller has called in again, but we're going to try one more time on that. But where can they find a copy of your book quickly before
Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, any online store. You can find them also on the shelves. So, yes, you just go to your local bookstore, and if they don't have it on the shelf, tell them to put it on the shelf for me. And then after that, tell them to order it for you.
Now that was assertive. I love that. See, now that's having confidence. But you can tell just when she started talking about this how passionate she is about it, and I could feel that, and that was beautiful. And the name of the book is Inhabiting Heaven Now. So go check it out and look for it. It's a great book. I'm actually quite intrigued with it, Andrea. It's very good. Now we're gonna try and bring Michelle on one more time. Michelle, are you there?
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Now you sound like you're right in the same room with me. My goodness. Well, welcome. And Michelle is from South Africa. So
thank you very
did you
much.
Have a question for Andrea?
I actually had a question for you, Jen, if that's okay.
What is the question?
Basically regarding a project that I'm working on at the moment, I just wanted to know, you know, what information, what my angels want me to know as to why it's not working.
Okay. I tell you what, if you could work with me on this, because we don't have a lot of time right now before we go to break again. And I know you've tried to call in three times, but we were doing a completely different topic today. Can you go to my website, email me that question so I can reply that way? Because I don't have time to do it in this segment, and I want to give you a better answer than that. Would that be okay?
Okay. I will do.
Yes, yep. And just go to jenroyster.com and go over to contact and just send it to me, and I will email back the answer for that, because I want to give you a proper answer. I can't really do it quickly right now because we were in a different topic, okay? But thank you for trying to call in.
Thank you so much.
We're going to have another intuitive angel reading show in a couple of weeks, so just look for it in the topics, okay?
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for understanding. We are talking about the American Institute of Holistic Theology with the academics director today, Andrea Matthews, and she was just sharing about her Inhabiting Heaven Now book, which is about all the moral dilemmas. And so I'm looking through it, and it's very impressive. I do want to encourage you to go check it out and see if it's something good for you. We're about to go to another break, so that's why I couldn't do an whole read. I got to go in my zone for that. And I apologize to you, Michelle. I have to go into a place and meditate and be ready for that. I do that before I do reads on a radio show. I do that before we go on the air. So I am in that connection completely for you. So I'm not going to do a read and it not be a true, authentic connection. So that's why I've done it that way. For anybody else that was curious about that, the programs at AIHT, there are all kinds of things. I mean, you've learned everything, right, Andrea?
Well, I don't know it's everything, but it sure is an awful lot. The Holistic Theology program teaches about various religions and paths and traditions. The Holistic Health program teaches about all kinds of alternative and comprehensive different kinds of health care. and the holistic
it
ministry
covers,
programs. Yes.
Yeah,
each
it
program
covers
has its own.
Absolutely. It covers everything. When I said everything, it covers everything in the spectrum of holistic spirituality, theology. I mean, it is just, it's really got a massive library of programs and courses that you can take. And that is at aiht.edu, right?
Yeah, go explore there.
Absolutely. And, you know, they have a phone number and maybe an admissions contact. You want to share that?
Yes, that's Beverly Love, our admissions director, and that number is 800-650-4325.
She's wonderful. I've spoken with her a few times, and she's really helped me out in a couple of things. So go over and check that out. If this is something you're interested in taking deeper and more serious, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up a few more things about this wonderful place that you can grow in your spiritual path. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest today, Andrea Matthews. We'll be right back after the break.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit RUIntoIt.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And we're talking about the American Institute of Holistic Theology with the academics director today, my guest, Andrea Matthews. Now, Andrea, can you share a little bit about what a student can do with the courses that they take there and the programs?
Yeah,
what can they do with this?
Yeah, it's varied. And one of the things that a lot of people who want to start their own holistic practice do is get a degree that they can, that gives them the credentials that people can believe in. One of the things that's happened over the generations is that we've begun to believe in only one kind of health care. And so, for example, you get sick, you go to your doctor. But there's so many more options, homeopathy, acupuncture, you know, all kinds of things out there now that didn't used to be out there. And so they come to American Institute of Holistic Theology and get a degree in holistic health, perhaps even a PhD in holistic health. And they can hang that on their wall, and people can look on that and go, oh, okay, well, you know, now I can trust you because you have that piece of paper. And, mm-hmm. and you know, their unique gift was there already, but the studies that they take at AIHT help them hone that gift and get more qualified in that gift and more confident with their skills. The same thing with a psychic practice. The same thing with if they go to work in a hospital, they can work as in alternative care. A complementary care is what they're calling it nowadays. And people with a holistic degree, degree in holistic theology can minister. They can start up a church of their own. They can offer social services. For me, my doctorate in holistic theology allows me to do transpersonal therapy in my practice. In parapsychology, it allows them to be able to credential their work as a parapsychologist, and be able to go into people's homes and do things like do research on hauntings and things like that. Ministers, the holistic ministry, they can provide weddings and again, start up their own church if they want to. They can do ceremonies for people. Some of them have opened up their own website to do nothing but ceremonies for people, house cleansings, marriages, funerals, that kind of thing. One person opened up a site that was nothing but ceremony. So it really varies from person to person what you want to do, but the field is wide open. If you're already a doctor, and we have had many medical doctors come through our program, now they can also offer their medical skills in accompaniment with their holistic health degree. Exactly. We've had social workers and counselors and psychologists come through the program who want to be able to offer a spiritual approach to their therapy that's interfaith, not one that's Christian or a particular religion, but an interfaith approach to their particular counseling work or their social work. So, you know, the degrees can be used to enhance a degree you already have or to start a career of your own.
Wow. Now, we have a caller from Philadelphia, so we're going to bring Felicia on the line. Hello, Felicia. Do you have a question for Andrea?
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Jen, and to my academic advisor, Dr. Matthews. Hi. How are you doing? I just opened my emails to your email, and I am so grateful that I did not miss this live broadcast to hear you. I just want to thank you, first of all, for AIHT, where I am a student, and I'm excited about it. I had to put it down a few years ago, but I'm back now, and I am so grateful to have Dr. Matthews as my advisor. I'm just so proud of her. She's a powerful, powerful woman, and there's so much on the inside, and she's actually very, very genuine with it, and you can hear it as she speaks, and I just wanted to thank you for being who you are, and thank you for letting the world know that you exist and your light is shining so brightly. Thank you. Go, AIHT, go.
Oh, wow, that was, well,
wow,
that was a nice
thank you
surprise.
So much, Felicia. What a wonderful thing to say, and thank you so much for your support of AIHT here on the show and for the work that you're doing now as a student. And for what you will bring to the world once you graduate. That's beautiful.
Thank you for calling and sharing your enthusiasm. And I want to say hello to a fellow student because I'm loving the school too. So thanks for calling in very much.
Oh, wow. I'm excited. I'm so excited that I'm spreading the word.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Dr. Matthews.
Thank you.
I love you all. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you. I'll keep listening. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Before we wrap it up here, let's one more time give some websites and some information out so they can find you or find the school and get the information they're looking for.
Right. So if you've been listening to the show and you want to get right to the admissions director, her name is Beverly Love, and her phone number is 1-800-650-4325. If you'd like to explore the website, it's www.aiht.edu. And you can explore and then call, or explore and just, you know, fill out the application form, whatever way you want to do that. So go and see whatever it is that you want to find out about our school and let us know.
Absolutely. And if you want to check out her book, Inhabiting Heaven Now, The Answer to Every Moral Dilemma Ever Posed, I mean, you have to just go look at the table of contents or something. It's just unbelievable. You said that that is available out there in Amazon and...
Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, any of the online book sites. Okay. You can also go to my webpage. That's www.andreamatthews.com, and that's Matthews with one T. That's AndreaMatthews.com. And you can check out the books there. There's a little bit about the books. You can purchase the books from that site.
Absolutely. Andrea, I want to say thank you for joining us here today on the Jen Royster Show. It's been my pleasure sharing you, everything that you're doing out there, and sharing the school, American Institute of Holistic Theology, with the listeners. There's so many out there that are on a path that want to know more and how to learn and where to go. And so it was my privilege and my pleasure to share this with the listeners today.
Oh, thank you so much, Jen, for having me. My pleasure.
Thank you very much. Now, for those that are brand new to the show, if you want to check out upcoming show listings, we have dynamic guests that are on all the time. In fact, next week, next Thursday, we will have Bruce Davis. He writes a lot of books. He's a best-selling author, but his latest book is The Love Letters, and it is about... St. Clair and St. Francis of Assisi to Pope Francis. It ought to be interesting, and to help him. And it was just an incredible dynamic that I saw with that. So that's going to be on next week's show. It's going to be amazing. I want to say thank you to all my listeners. Go check out my website for upcoming listings at jenroyster.com. Go sign up for the newsletter. Download your free video class on how to connect with your spirit guides, or download guided meditations right there on the website. My pleasure to be with you here every week on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit RUIntuit.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.